So, welcome everybody to Creating from the Higher Timelines. Today is Wednesday, November 18th. Gosh, it's so hard to believe it's November 18th already, but it is. So, today we're going to be talking about, really talking about creating from the higher timelines. And part of that is the work for November, December that we're going to be discussing. But before that, I want to talk about a dream that I had a couple of nights ago that's very, very significant to the work that we're all doing in this class. So for those of you that know me, I'm steady in this work. I'm teaching it. I'm doing it. It's like my focus 24/7. So of course I'm activating along with you guys. I don't know everything that there is to know, and I allow myself to just be free flowing, in whatever way is necessary. And so the other night, the other morning, I should say, I was waking up from a really very interesting dream. I remember coming back into the awareness of being in my bedroom from this very dark place, right? It was like being out in the middle of the night sky, right? In the middle of the universe. And I remember that there was a presence in front of me, and the presence that I was connecting with was just sparkling light. Like, for those of you that have ever looked up or looked to the side and see those flashes of bright white light that just flash, and you're like, oh, what was that? Right? Well, that's what this was, except it was continuous. It wasn't like just one flash of light. It was just like sparkles, like constant little lights lighting up. And so what I understood was that this was an aspect of my higher self, really my future self, which is, in this case, it was very close to source energy, like super close to source energy. And so why this was so profoundly powerful was because it made me aware of the difference between the higher self and the future self and our state of being in this presence that we're in this now moment. So our state of being now is run partially, a very small amount, by our ego, and the other part is run by the higher self. Sometimes we refer to it as the inner being. Now, that higher self aspect requires that we become very, very quiet, very present, so we could hear, because that higher self aspect whispers. It talks to us in a whisper. It's very, very quiet. So if you're not paying attention and you're not present, you might not hear it talking to you. The ego is very, very loud. It wants you to pay attention to it. Hey, I'm over here. You got to do it this way, right? It's the voice in your head that's yelling at you all the time. Okay? That's how we know the difference. So the higher self aspect can be many different facets of us as a next version, let's say, of who we are represented in this physical form. And it's the next highest version of us, and then maybe the next highest version of that. When we start to get out to the future self becomes, I want to say, more galactic, more of the state of formlessness where there is no form. Okay. So there are versions of ourselves that will show up as a future self that might be galactic, that might look galactic, that would be a future self. Okay. But there's also versions of us that are a future self, higher self, that don't have a physical body or don't have a form, a shape to them that would just be all light, because that version of us is up in the higher dimensional realm. So when we get into 10th dimension, 11th dimension, 12th dimension, and anywhere beyond there, there is no form. So they would not show up as a Pleiadian or an Arcturian, a Sirian, a Lyran, a Lyran. They wouldn't do that because there's no form. They would show up as sparkles of light. Okay. So this is important because for some that are making contact or going to make contact, this is another way that they show up. They show up as beautiful sparkles of light, okay, in their presence to us when they are wanting to connect. So what was interesting about this experience, because I've had several connections with myself, four different versions, four different higher selves, I should say, come through. Each one has a different responsibility and brings through different information for me. And then when I was healing the Bartholin cyst in October of 2017 was when I actually healed it. That whole year, starting in, I believe it was January, it may have even been the November before that I started. But that January was when I started calling in my future self and working with my future self. For those of you that have worked with me for a while now, you'll hear me talk about the future self all the time and, you know, explain how important it is to connect to the future self because it's an aspect of us. It's just a future aspect of us. It's one of the highest states of our beingness. Okay. So what's important about this is that a couple of times for me, I have been in situations with beings that have let me know about different aspects of the state of our beingness as a human in this experience that we're having. And one of those times was probably about 6 years ago, maybe 7 years ago, when my cat Merlin was a black cat, very connected to me telepathically. He came to me, just showed up in my backyard one day as like a one-year-old cat, and then started living with me, and that was that. But he represented the Felidae race, which is from the star Sirius. So he was Sirian in nature, and they are black cats, usually around 4 feet tall. And this one particular time, I was in a dream. He was in the dream with me, and we were sitting in pitch blackness again in the middle of the universe. And he was very much shorter than me, sitting on the ledge, and he sitting next to me. And I noticed he wasn't a cat, but he was definitely Merlin's energy, his soul, whatever. And I said to him, "Where are we?" And he said, "We're in the Godhead." And I was like, "We're in the Godhead? Are you kidding me?" And he's like, "No, why would I kid you about a thing like that?" He's very snarky. And that's how he was as a cat. So this being was very snarky. And in his explanation of the Godhead, he was telling me that we are one with all things. All things are one with us, which is where the law of one comes in. And so he was explaining that he only came back in this lifetime as the cat that I had that was Merlin so that he could be with me for the work that I needed to do because he was literally taking the physical hits, the physical ailments, so that I wouldn't have to take any more physical ailments and I could continue to do my work because I was clearing a tremendous amount of energy for the collective through my physical body. See, we do silly things like that as we're incarnating, building our soul contract for what we're here to experience. So when we're on the other side, creating the soul contract, you know, we're in the higher dimensions, so there is no polarity and duality. So everything seems like, oh, it's not going to be a problem until we get into human form. And then we have things show up like cancer and cysts and stuff that we are going to have a hard time healing. So he explained that to me. Well, a couple of days ago, I think it was Saturday morning, I had a very similar experience, except it was this being that showed up that was all these sparkles of light. And this being that showed up basically let me know that it was a future version of me in its highest form, which is why it did not have a form, a body. And it basically, I was told that we were in the middle of the field of infinite potential, which is in the quantum field, which is around us, right? And it's on the outside of our electromagnetic field. And this field was basically a field of nothingness, okay? There was virtually nothing in it. It was a dark field. But what I felt from that field was, believe it or not, the infinite possibilities of everything in our existence, especially as it related to our future, okay? So in having that awareness that our future lies in the field of infinite potential or infinite possibility, it was explained to me by this future version of myself that everything is a frequency, and frequency is a wave of, you know, basically energy, a wave frequency. And that at every single moment, we are, you know, bouncing in and out of different frequencies, different waves. Now, some of you have heard me say before that we're constantly vacillating in and out of dimensional states of being, right? So dimensions are not places that we go. Dimensions are fields of energy, okay? Fields of frequency is a better way to say it. And so at any given moment, we may have a negative thought and we've just dipped down into the frequency of third dimension. And then we realize and we go, oh, that's not really good. Higher alignment. And we start to focus on the higher timeline and we bring ourselves back up into 5D until something catches our attention, maybe Twitter, maybe Facebook. And we dip back down again. And then we suddenly feel forlorn and upset. And oh my gosh, this is not going to be good. And then we go, oh, I could create anything I want. And we go back up again, right? So we're constantly doing this all day long, every single day. We're dipping back and forth and we're going in and out, all right? This is important information because in every experience, we're creating it with where we're placing our thoughts, where we're allowing our thoughts to go. And the reason that that's important is because in this field of infinite possibilities, that field warehouses our future. Whatever it is that we're focusing on, that we're wanting, that we're desiring. So a couple classes back, you might remember we talked about the difference between the ego can only perceive what has happened. So the ego cannot create. It's not a creator state. The ego only holds perception. The ego knows what has happened, what has transpired. The higher self knows how to conceive. It knows how to create, okay? Which is what this class is based on. It's based on working through the higher self. Now, if we are working from the perspective of the higher self and we're in creator flow and we're connecting into those potentials, then we don't have to do anything more than hold these higher heightened states of awareness, right? So Joe had awareness that she was holding and a song came on to align more fully with that state of awareness and continue to drive her forward into a future state of being that encompasses her feeling, right? Because this is about feeling into that song, which is now making her feel really good. And knowing that she was coming to this class and seeing the alignment and saying, wow, I just lined everything up. 2 + 2 really does equal 4. And look at how easy that was. It was just me holding a whole lot of joy and it made that happen. And here we are. Okay. And then from the perspective of Miriam, understanding, hey, the quantum field is accessible to me. It's filled with infinite possibilities. and I'm creating all of it. So I can choose to go two ways. I could hold myself to a lower state of being, which takes creation out of my hands, puts me in the ego state of being where I can only perceive the injuries or injustices that have come my way. Or I could take responsibility for my creation. I could keep my vibration up. I could start to see the game and the illusion, which then puts me into this higher state of consciousness. Now I've entered the field of infinite possibilities. Okay, same thing with Natalie. So when we're working with this creator energy, my future self came through to let me know that we do not have to know what our next best thing is. We don't have to know that. All we have to do is start to line up with that thing or those things that make us feel good, that make us feel happy, that make us feel excitement. Because when we're doing that, everything that we desire that we're not even aware that we desire is waiting in that field of infinite possibilities. Now, if think about it from this point of view, right? Because this is very important. So right here, right now, we're all sitting here in human thought form, right? Because that's how we're operating our human state of being. And so our human is going, wow, this is really interesting. And then the ego goes, well, exactly how would that work? So what does that mean? You don't do anything? That doesn't sound right. How could that be right? That means that I don't do anything and I just sit here, but that can't be right. There has to be something more that I have to do. I have to do something. She can't be right. She's got to be wrong about this. Doesn't make sense, right? And if you tuned into the higher self would be like, yeah, so what should we do next? Should we maybe go for a walk in nature? Should we do some painting, some creating? Maybe we should do some yoga. Maybe we should sing. Singing is always good. Oh, we could turn on the radio and listen to Halo. That would also be really good. Or we could just imagine, wow, what would it be like to just be home from work and not have to work and be okay with that? And our boss being okay with that, somehow that could magically happen and that could show up for us, right? But then the ego goes, oh, really? Do you think that your boss is going to let you stay home from work? You must be kidding yourself. How would you possibly make that happen? How would your boss possibly be okay with you staying home from work? You know that's never going to happen. You know that that is not how this works, right? There's the ego again. And then the higher self says, if I just sit here and I daydream out the window at how beautiful the sun looks and how nice it would be to work from home, what would that feel like? What would that be like? Well, I never have to get out of my pajama bottoms, especially if I only have to do Zoom conference calls, because I could just put on a nice top and sit there in the nice top and they'd never know I have my pajama bottoms on. Yeah, that would be a lot of fun to do. And I could just wear my slippers around the house and just take a nap whenever I want to take a nap. So I don't really have to do anything more than that. And that feels really divine to me, because my inner being would really like to do that and not have the stress of having to go to work, not have the stress of having to drive to work, not have the stress of dealing with the people in my office, not have the stress of having to hear about COVID, right? So the inner being is starting to create these higher timeline experiences. Now, the how it happens is not your job. It's already there, right? It already exists on a higher timeline. All you have to do is raise your frequency, hit that timeline that exists in the field of infinite possibilities. And the next thing you know, you're following in the footsteps of Miriam and Natalie and having the experience that you truly desire. Does everybody understand that? This is how this works, okay? Now, The second thing from the field of infinite possibilities. Thank you, Rob. Thanks for joining us tonight. So the second thing from the field of infinite possibilities is that this field is limitless. Okay. It has no limit to it. So if you are limiting yourself in your thoughts, then your experience is going to be limited to whatever it is that you're creating, right? So take the card that I just got. I'm not going to go into the full details of it because I put the video out there. But I was very, very clear walking into the showroom to talk to a salesman or woman that I was not going to create from the lower timelines. I was going to stay in the higher timelines. So my intention walking in there was that everything was possible. I could have driven out of there with, you know, the biggest truck, the Gladiator, whatever, right? Massive. That was possible for me. That was my intention walking in there because I knew, one, I didn't have to make a transaction. I didn't have to do that. There was nothing saying that I needed to do it in that moment, right? So I didn't hold any fear. I didn't hold any apprehension. There was nothing in my field that was getting in the way to block that from happening. Okay. So right away, my field opened up. The guy greeted me at the door. How can I help you? Yes, I'd like to look at some cars. I have a fully loaded Compass. I'd like to see what you have to offer me as a trade-in on a lease, maybe into another Compass, because, you know, I thought going from my Compass to the new Compass, and the new Compass has got even more bells and whistles than my old Compass did. So, you know, human wants to get in the way and go like, well, that makes sense. They're kind of comparable, blah, 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 right? And so I wasn't specific. I was like, but I don't care. I'll take a look at whatever you have. Just show me what you've got, what will get me close to the payment I'm in now. And I just let it create. And part of that creation was what he was able to offer coming through. Once we step out of the way and we're not feeling the need to direct what is taking place, the universe can show us, pulling it from the field of infinite potential or infinite possibilities, what it has for us. Now, if you had told me that I was going to drive out of there with a Cherokee, I probably would have laughed and said, okay, I'd like to see that happen. Yeah, sure. Why not? Right? Because there's still that human aspect, right? That is driven by the ego, that we have to constantly monitor. It's got to have a monitor on it because it does stupid things and it says stupid things, right? When the higher self steps out of the way to go to the bathroom for a moment or have something to eat, right? And then the ego steps forward and goes, she's gone, let's go. So we want to make sure that we're always watching, you know, to stay in alignment. And that's what happened here. And I was very certain with what I wanted. I didn't have to do the transaction. I was going to stay in the same payment range. And magically, this vehicle was right there and it just aligned. I shouldn't have happened, but whatever magic was pulled on the other side, you know, hey, I was happy. It wasn't like I didn't like the color. I loved everything about it. I'm like, yep, I could see that wrapped around me. Yes, indeed, right? So this is how we're having the experience. And for months, some of you who have taken classes with me for years and years and years, you know, we play the game of manifestation. When you want something, you feel it. Feel yourself sitting in the car. Feel yourself on that vacation. Feel yourself, feel it, right? That's how we do it. So the field of infinite possibilities is a field of frequencies. And so when something shows up and it looks too good to be true, it's because that timeline that is there, that's really there, is then bumped by an egoic thought. And then it turns into, see, I knew it was too good to be true because we didn't trust it in that moment, right? So if I had gone there with a specific thought in my mind, and I said, let's say I went there and I said, you know, I have to have, let's say, you know, I had to have a compass. I had to go, I could only see myself going into another compass. Let's say I was very rigid and I could only see that. Then I probably would have driven out of there with something that wasn't really fully in alignment, made my heart happy, because they didn't have anything on the lot that fit that. It was close, and the price point on the compass met my price point of what I was turning in the vehicle for. So I could have easily done that, but because I wasn't stuck on a model, a color, anything like that, when he showed me what he had available, I was like, he was like, what do you think of this one? I was like, yeah, I don't really want white again. And then he was like, well, I have this granite colored one. And I was like, oh, I really like that. I really like that. I did not see myself in a dark vehicle, but it's in the sun. It's a speckled pewter color. You know, it's just, it's beautiful. So I found myself lighting up. Everything was lighting up. And I was like, okay, that's the one. And then he just had to match my payment that I was already paying for my compass. And then when he came in 50 cents under, I was like, meant to be, right? But do you see, guys, how this works? We got to get out of the way. So the field of infinite possibilities is a field of frequencies. These are frequencies, and we're matching the frequency of our desire. Okay. So when we tune into something, and then we're going to take this as an example because this is happening right now in our reality, something like what's playing out with the voter fraud and all of that sort of stuff, right? And we hear the little trickles of information coming in that, oh my gosh, there could be a lockdown again. Oh my gosh, if they announce that this happened, then the other side could get angry and there might be rioting again and there might be burning things down, right? Yeah, that's an experience that we could certainly have if we're choosing that is our focus, right? But again, the field of infinite possibilities governs that as well. It governs life, all of it. Governs health issues, okay? I know some of you have experienced this. Jill, you're new to the group here because you had a session with me the other day and you just trusted. And you want to come on, Chair, for just a second? Because I have to say, it was probably...
Are you talking about me?
Oh, no, not you yet, but we could talk about you in a minute.
Are you talking about Joe or Jill?
Jill. But there's another Jill, Leonard, tonight. I have two of you. Yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah. So we'll get to you in a second because you have some amazing stuff going on too. So we'll get to you in a second.
All right.
But so Jill, you know, for someone that had their very first session with me and then your shift from that session, because you were just, let's do this. And it was like you threw your arms up to the universe and you were like, I'm done with being here. I need to be someplace else. And you had this amazing health shift. You know, Julie had done the same thing where you just all of a sudden said, I don't need to take this medicine anymore. I don't need to be sick anymore. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So I had a pituitary tumor and I had surgery for it. This was 13, 14 years ago now. It grew back and it was inoperable. And then I needed radiation on it, which I did. And that left me with a condition called being panhypopituitary. My pituitary didn't work, and pituitary makes all the hormones for the body, part of the endocrine system. And so I was having to take a lot of medication. But I had a major shift beginning of the year where I started taking out medications. But there were certain ones that I needed to take, like particularly steroids, because without them, I was told that I would die within 3 days or I'd be in a coma within 3 days. Mm. But about a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, maybe, I started doing an affirmation for myself saying my body is so amazing that it regenerates to perfect radiant health. And then about a week or two later, it aligned for me to go to this Reiki master. He's been awakened since the 70s, like he's fully on. And that was an amazing experience. And we talked about the possibility that my body could be healed. And I said, yes, I agree that when I had done the radiation and this happened, I talked to the radio oncologist and I said, or he said, well, this is the condition that you have now. And I said, but I believe that there's a possibility that I can be healed. So I'd already claimed that for myself mm-hmm. years ago. But anyway, so through doing the Reiki and then last week doing the work with Maria, checking in and doing that, I was able to release the medication. Like I had a couple weekends ago, like when I've been in a really aligned, really high state, you know, I haven't been really wanting to eat a lot of food and I was working on just staying focused in the higher timelines of I'm healthy and figuring that if the medication wasn't coming into my consciousness that I wouldn't need it anymore. But it kept on popping up. So I talked with Maria, we did the, some things, she gave me some different tools. And here I am a week later, I haven't taken any medication or any supplements, frankly. So I've deleted those programs, mm-hmm. deleted those frequencies out of my energy field. Yeah. I feel great. I mean, yesterday was a little rough in terms of the frequencies coming in, but yeah. It wasn't anything to do like with the health condition that I had. Like, I don't even wear my medical alert bracelets or anything like that anymore. So
Yeah, you're letting go of the third dimensional paradigm, shifting higher. That whole thing is a belief system, you know, holding on to that belief system. That's how it was when I had cancer, which is why my guides were like, you are not claiming this. Do not embrace it as yours. And you are, you know, we'll show you how to do this. And so it's a whole process that we undergo where we are just, you know, ready for that next shift, ready to release, ready to let go. Yeah. So it's an amazing story, you know, when you have that. I know we have Julie who's on the call tonight. Oh yeah, she is on the call tonight. She had very similar experience too, where she was able to to let go of her medications. And again, you know, it's letting go of a program, a belief system. So now you're more conscious. You're very conscious of, you know, being tuned into our body. We have to tune in and, you know, support what's taking place with our body. Right. So great job. Yeah. Your energy looks amazing. Yeah. Good job.
Yeah. I feel good.
Yeah. Keep going, sister. You have some big work to do.
I know.
Yeah. When we're not doing the work or we're not really fully there, we create something that, you know, will help us refocus. And how interesting, it's in the pituitary and that really required you to refocus your visionary skills, right?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you. It's so inspirational. I just love it. All right. So this is how the whole thing works. You know, it's very powerful. We're in that field participating, from an unlimited place within. We just have to recognize ourselves as being these amazing creator beings. And we don't always get to do that. You know, we because a lot of things will try and, you know, steer you in another direction. But no matter what it is, we have to see beyond what is presenting so that we're always choosing that higher timeline, right? When somebody comes at me and they'll say something, did you see this or that or whatever concerning what's playing out in the reality now? And I'm like, well, I'm aware, but I'm not focused there. I'm not focusing my energy there. I don't want to have an intensive dialogue concerning it because it's an illusion that is created, okay, for the purpose of us shifting out of this old paradigm. That's what's taking place. So we have to let it go and let it play on and continue to focus up in the higher timelines because, you know, what's happening with the earth is there's a brand new matrix overlay, right? So you know how holograms work, right? It's a holographic reality. It is a creation, right? So there's one creation of a holographic reality. But then as you hold this awareness or this thought of this next level or next layer of the reality that you're desiring by staying focused in the higher timelines, playing in the field of infinite possibilities. You can all ask to do this before you go to bed at night, right? You do your sleep process, which is as you're laying down to sleep, focus in your heart center with your breath, get yourself nice and quiet. As you're feeling yourself relaxed, coming down, ask to slow the momentum of your thoughts so you can enter sleep state. Ask to be on the highest timeline available to you as you enter sleep state. And then say, I would like to experience the field of infinite possibilities. Now, I didn't ask to do that, but I'm told that we can all do that. It's not limited. I'm not the only one that can play there. Everybody can play there. But this is what we want to do. And the more you access that, and the more you start to create from a higher self perspective, from the higher timelines, right? From the higher states of being, from the higher dimensional states, from the higher dimensional frequencies. I'm going to say it all because somewhere along the line, it will click, right? Because some see it as dimensions are, you know, this is it. It's a dimension. It's got walls. It's not like that. It's frequencies, free flowing frequencies continuously, right? So when we start playing in the higher states of being, and we're holding this thought, this awareness, this consciousness of, ooh, I would love to see new earth with pink and purple skies, some rainbow colors thrown in. That would look really, really fun, right? Every time nighttime comes, as the sun is setting, the first thing in my head is, I wonder how purple the sky will be tonight, right? This is the game I play. I wonder how purple the sky will be tonight. And I saw pink and purple skies, okay? Every single night, I see pink and purple skies. Now I play the game in the morning because I'm recognizing I could have this all day long. And so I wake up in the morning and I run to the window and I'm like, is it rainbows yet? Is it rainbows yet? Because I am expecting that there's going to be a point in time where we wake up and the sky is going to be very rainbow-like, this iridescent, beautiful rainbow light, okay? So my vision of new Earth is looking like that. So the more I focus on that as being my new earth, the more I'm overlaying, imprinting this new hologram on the old earth. And that old hologram is separating off and the earth will now have this new holographic creation that I am co-creating in my awareness of all things being possible. Do you guys see that? So we have to hold this awareness that virtually everything is possible. There is potential for everything that we desire. We just have to have that awareness that everything and anything can be co-created by us. Does that make sense for everybody? Yeah, I hope that makes sense because this is very powerful. This is This is mastery. This, I keep saying to you guys, this is a mastery class, okay? We are not doing lower level work here. We are doing higher level work. So the way we access this is in the higher states of being, it letting go of the limitations, letting go of the programming that we have been born into, that we have been handed down, right? It's like generational imprints, like cancer, generational imprinting. Okay. Somebody else that I worked with today. Oh, if you watch my video with Abir from her channel, Abir Spiritual Badassery, she is so much fun to work with. She came from a repressed country and moved to Ireland. And now through, you know, the pictures that she posts on her Instagram page and the work that she's doing for her spiritual self through her channel, she's healing the generational imprinting of that patriarchal abuse. Okay. Cause it's an imprint in our electromagnetic field. So she's healing that slowly but surely. And so it's an interesting, I won't talk about it and take the class with it, but it's interesting. And if you have time to watch it because, there's a couple of times where I reference it with her in the work that we were doing together. And it's a free flow talk. We talk about dreams. We talk about karma, relationships and stuff like that. So, but we're healing those imprints, those imprinted patterns. Okay. So having this awareness of all of this is very, very, very important for us to, be present and show up for ourselves. All right. So let's get, does anybody have any questions before we move on? Cause I want to talk about the November, December energies. Anybody have any questions?
Maria?
Yeah. Diana.
Yeah. I don't have any questions, but everything that you just said made me think about certain things over the years that I definitely wanted to share real quick. I'll make them real short. So my last child, he was the fifth child. I told my husband almost the whole pregnancy that I didn't want an epidural. I wanted to feel like real childbirth. I kept saying that. Guess what happened? He was born 11 days early, didn't make it to the hospital. And I actually had him on my couch in my house.
Yeah, you manifested the whole thing. you know, I mean, you weren't real clear about how you wanted it to play out, right?
Well, that's what you just said. Like, it was already there, but I, so.
Yeah, yep.
So anyway, I was totally ready for it.
Yeah.
And just a few months ago, right before COVID hit, not that I am saying I'm glad that happened, but for a while I would think to myself, like, I missed the days of being home with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And now, like, you know, they're all home. It's, you know, I'm just saying, like,
yeah.
Is that the higher self or
what? Yeah. Yeah, you're activating a lot of higher light energy. You have a lot of violet around you tonight. So yeah, you're in that higher state of being. Yeah, you know, the higher self lets us know where we are headed, what is going to be unfolding. You know, and it's constantly leading the way. It's constantly refocusing us. A lot of times, I mean, you know, what's important for you guys is that in the morning when you're first waking up, really pay attention as you're coming back from your sleep state, because I get a lot of messages in the morning when I'm first waking up. Lots and lots and lots of messages, okay? The other place I get messages is a lot of times I get messages in the shower. And believe it or not, yeah, Loretta's laughing at me going like, yeah, me too. I get a lot of business stuff in the shower, believe it or not, right? So the email that I sent you guys telling you about the discounts that I do, for those of you that know me for a long time, you know I don't do discounts. I don't discount my work because that's lack, right? And I don't create lack. But to honor those who are taking these classes, faithfully doing the work, sticking with the program, re-upping every time we go to these creator states of being, I offered those coupon codes to help you, because I know some of you had mentioned that you wanted to do more sessions, and you know, I honor the work that you're doing through me and that you honor my work. So that came to me in the shower, and it was Sunday morning, and I got out of the shower because I know my brain is truly like a sieve. I practice what I preach, and I got right on my cell phone and I texted my web developer, and I'm like, you have to create two coupons for me. It's got to be like this. And literally, you know, by the end of the day, she had it all in place, and I sent out the email the next day. But, you know, my goal is not to make this a difficult process for all of us. I want everybody, you know, as many people as possible being able to do their work and do it comfortably. I didn't get that luxury when I was working with my mentors. You know, I was paying, some of them were, you know, way over $350 an hour for a session. And they didn't care if you were doing, you know, a monthly program with them where you were paying for the monthly program and then you were, you know, taking these sessions. They didn't care about that. I don't want to be that person. I want everybody to be able to have the benefit of doing the work. And so I had that message in the shower and just came flying in. I could feel it, my whole inner being lit up, right? Higher self coming through, higher self paving the way. And I'm like, yes, this feels really good. Let's do this. So, you know, when you're in that state, you just have to just embrace what's going on and roll with it. Just let it be part of that flow for you. So Diana, if you're getting these different feelings and sensations, let go of judgment. When we let go of judgment, we're in the highest of the highest states of creation. And then there is no, you can't doubt it because of the way it's coming through. It lights up every aspect, right? It just lights up the whole, your whole body lights up with it, right? It's just, it's amazing. Loretta, did you want to come on and share? I know you were raising your hand going, yes, that's me. I do the shower stuff too.
I knew you were going to say shower. So she's going to say shower because I have my book with me because write in the morning usually a poem or draw, but this afternoon I started doing some stuff, but nothing was flowing. But I was in the shower before getting ready to, you know, take the class, and then all of a sudden all these thoughts came in my head, so I wrote right before class. So it was pretty funny that I knew you were going to say shower as soon as you said it.
Of course you did. You guys are all
I was like it's so funny how I get these thoughts in the shower.
Yeah.
All the time. And then you just run.
Yeah, because the water hitting us deflects the ego. So the higher self can come right through, right? Because it's like a meditation. It's a distraction. It's a meditation. It's calming. So ego goes away. Higher self can come right through. Yeah. I have found over the years, if I don't get out and write something down, I lose a lot of good thoughts because there's so much creation happening. In that shower.
That's why I've been keeping my books. I have books all over the place.
So for those of you that are like getting these moments, and they should just run with it. Come out of the shower, write it down, because even if you don't need it in that moment, trust me when I tell you, you know, a week from now, you might all of a sudden hit on something and it reminds you, and you're like, shoot, what was that thought? Why didn't I write it down? But your higher self knows so far in advance. It knows ahead of time what's taking place, right? So, you know, this is where we have to just stay focused and let go of judgment and just be present and show up, right? And just be
in. That was what I kind of wrote too.
Mm-hmm.
When I got out of the shower.
Yeah. Listen, I don't make this stuff up. I'm channeling every single one of your higher selves, right? And sometimes I leave here going, thank God that everybody who is participating in this class isn't participating in the live, because I would probably be overwhelmed by having everybody on the live call because I've got to bring through all this. But this is great. It stretches me, it stretches you, and it shows you the level of connectivity that we're all forming here with each other. right? So that's really powerful. Good stuff. Thanks for sharing that. Yeah. Donna, did you have something? Did you raise your hand? You wanted to share?
I just wrote, when you said shower, I find a lot of my thoughts come to me when I'm driving. It's like almost a meditation.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another one, because the noise from the road. Yeah.
Or just that you're alone and you're in a bubble and I can just hear so clearly.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Good. No, that's a good place too. I don't really do much driving because I work from here.
So I don't really, now you will in your new truck.
Many places. So in the shower, that's my gig, right? So wherever you're getting it from, you know, and I knew you had something to offer and something to add to this. So they were like, call Donna. So you see, you just added something that I wouldn't have added because I'm not driving much, even though I love to drive. I just don't really have a need to do too much of that these days. So thank you for sharing that. Good stuff. Anybody have anything else? Liz, yes.
Hello. I just wanted to say, you know, with manifesting, you're so inspirational, and, you know, these classes do reinforce it. But you're talking about with Jill, the perfect example I just kept bringing up was your eye. That was like one of the best. And yes. Yeah. And I just wanted to say, listening to Jill, I mean, you are a perfect example of manifesting and clearing what you want. And I just find it amazing. And also, I just wanted to say that most of your practice is free. I mean, I've always said that to you. You're more giving that you ever take. And
I wanted to thank you.
So, you know, just listening to everybody just reinforces and validates everything.
Yeah. Yeah. It's important to be able to come on and do the group thing, you know. It's part of this is the inspiration that, you know, I hope I foster, but it's also you guys inspiring each other too. When you hit a milestone or, you know, you have an aha moment. So, you know, those things are very, very important, which is why I offer the opportunity for the sharing, right? It keeps the momentum going, because that's what we want. We want the forward momentum going. And this class is not about me. I just share from me, from my experiences, so that you guys can see how we do this and how easy it is, because I am the work. I have to be the work, because this is the work I do, right? But this class is not about me. It's about the work. So in coming and connecting and, you know, coming together, everybody coming together in this is very, very powerful. It's really super powerful. So I'm glad that you find, you know, so much support here and you enjoy the classes. You've probably one of the people that have been in my life the longest from the work, and I am so grateful for that, because I can't even believe I'm doing this for 20 years. I mean, that just seems so crazy to me, but it is that long. So it's a very
I'm with you for life, girl, forever.
Well, I'm with you for life too, with everybody here, as long as you want to keep connecting. So
absolutely,
yeah. So thank you for sharing that, and I appreciate it. Very, very heartfelt. Believe me, very heartfelt. Love you so much. All right, so let's get to, well, does anybody else want to share before we move on? Because if somebody else has anything that they want to talk about, no? Okay.
Hey, Maria.
Hey, Allie, what's going on?
Sorry, I'm just outside. It's actually kind of warm here. So I don't want to bring anybody down because everybody seems like really high energy tonight.
Uh-huh.
And that's great. But I feel like really like left behind. Like I feel really lost and really triggered by just like this. I've kind of gone back 3D and I feel like I got to get out of this. I'm in a rut.
Okay.
And I'm on vacation and it's perfect here. Like it's just, everything's perfect. The weather's perfect. It's not really restricted here. As far as like, you can go do things pretty much whatever you want. You can go places without a mask. You can go out to eat. You can play tennis. But I feel like bombarded with messages from people at home telling me like, everything's shutting down here again. It's horrible. We can't. I just picked up a new hobby, like a new sport.
Mm-hmm.
And now I can't do that. Can't exercise at the gym. I can't. So I'm having a hard time staying present and actually taking the break that I need here. And so I feel like really sad and just like guilty for not, I don't know. Everyone else seems to be doing all these great things and feeling really good. And I'm not there. Like, I'm just not really there.
Okay. So part of what is happening here is you're choosing to focus your attention on what is not. What you can't do, right? So even when people call, because believe me, I also have that, because I will get people flooding my inboxes, right, from all social media, my emails, asking me for this, that, help, information, everything, right? And it can be very overwhelming if we allow ourselves to participate in that way. Or we could see every single person showing up as a mirror for us, showing us, this is how I'm feeling. I'm attracting this to me because I am feeling scared. I'm feeling worried. I can't let go of that, because the more I focus on the fear and the worry and the lack, the more I get. That's just how this works. It's law of attraction. So when we are focusing our attention on, things shutting down and what we are not able to do, then we're not focusing in the higher timelines. And law of attraction says whatever we're focused on is what we're going to get more of. So this is not a right or wrong, okay? And you don't have to feel like you're doing anything wrong. What this is doing is this is showing you that these individuals are showing up, mirroring where you have to shift. So it requires shifting your thoughts and shifting your emotions. So that would sound something like every time you read something that is fearful, saying that might be true for everyone else, but that is not true for me. Oh, that was a shift. Okay, that actually felt very good because I let something go in that moment. Okay. And then somebody calls you or texts you and they're like, I don't know what to do. I'm freaking out. They're closing the schools again. And in that moment, they show up. You remind yourself they are a reflection of what you're holding inside. And then you have to do that process, that self-check, and say, they're showing up in fear. Am I holding fear? Okay, where am I holding this fear? Why can't I enjoy myself while I'm on vacation in a beautiful place? I should be relaxed. My thoughts should be very far away from everything else, right? We cannot shift if we're not constantly redirecting the thoughts that we're having, okay? This is where the work is. We have to redirect away from those thoughts because we've been trained into those thoughts. Those thoughts are programmed into subliminal messaging. there is a small factor of mind control involved in this, okay? So this is where, as a conscious choice, we have to make a decision that we're shifting away. So if somebody is presenting fear, then we have to look and we have to say, oh, God, that's awful. Oh, look, they're in fear. Oh, that means I'm in fear. Oh, where am I holding fear? That doesn't matter. Let me shift this and say, that might be true for them. They may be holding fear, but I'm not going to hold fear because I know I am a divine co-creator with my universe and I have a choice. I can either create the lower timeline and it will play out as my reality, or I can start working on the higher timeline and that will play out as my reality, and that's going to be a lot more fun. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. And I also feel like I also manifested being here from actually a long time ago. It's a long story how this trip came up, but it was planned for a long time. And when I planned it, I had no idea if it was going to be open here, if I'd be able to come. And then the fact that I'm here while all of this is playing out is, should to me be a sign of like, you're not even there. Like, why are you worried about that? You're not even there. You created this for yourself. So this is where you are. You're able to do whatever you want here. You can't predict what's going to happen in a week or 10 days or whenever. It's just, you're here now. So that's not happening to you right now.
Right. And, but you're in the battle with the ego. And so every time you go to that negative feeling, that negative belief, that's the ego stepping in. So this is where you're being shown, right, with great clarity, what the ego looks like and what the higher self looks like. And every time you go into fear and you go like, oh, okay, that's my ego wanting to play this out. And then you shift into higher self and the higher self says, we're here, aren't we? We wouldn't be here if we weren't meant to be here. We're here because we're supposed to be doing the work to unwind, to let this be, to let this move on. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
You're there. The problem is that what happens is, and you know, in the past I've been guilty of it myself. What happens is, we don't see the game that we have put ourselves in. And then the ego rushes in. And before we have a chance, it's like, you ever come up against somebody that doesn't have an off button with talking? And they're like, you know, and you're like, it's like, you know, you're waiting to jump rope, right? Double Dutch. You're waiting for that moment where the rope is gonna let you in, and you're like, and they just keep talking and you're like, okay, whatever, you know, I'm just gonna sit here and listen. That's kind of where you are. So that ego, boom, jumps in right away, and instead of you stopping it, saying, ego, here's a cookie, go sit in the corner and shut up, higher self is in charge, you kind of let it go. And you can't do that. You have to shut it down. You have to. You can't.
Yeah, it just steamrolled me.
It steamrolled you. Yeah, it rolled right over you. So you can't let it do that. Mm-hmm. You have to. Yeah, this is for everybody that is having this difficulty. Every one of you out there that are going up and down, that are feeling the same way. This is how this is working out, right? We cannot let it get away from us. The minute you feel yourself dip down, you have to counter it. You can't let it get away from you, because the ego, in the beginning, until you've shifted enough, the ego is very powerful. It's very slick. It's really tricky. One of the reasons that I don't have a support group for you guys, like a messenger support group or a Facebook support group, is because what I found in the past working with my mentors is that there would be people in the group that would have moments where they felt really down, and they would come on, log into the group, and they would start going, and it would be a cascade, and then it would affect every single person in the group. And the next thing you know,
sorry guys.
Huh? What?
I just said, sorry, guys.
I said sorry.
Oh, no, we're not talking about you. I'm just explaining why I don't have a...
I just did that.
No, this is good because other people in the group are feeling it. If you read the chat, you would see other people are supporting you. They're feeling it too. But what I'm saying is it would be too hard for me to moderate a chat group for you guys, a Facebook group, because one person could just take the whole thing down. And then for me to get that energy back up again would be way too much. So we don't have that here. It's better managed through the process that we're doing. But when someone is feeling off, and Allie, in your case, it's you today, could be somebody else tomorrow. It's important to come on and say, hey guys, you know what? You won't really suck because you're making me feel shittier than I feel now because you're all getting it. And I feel like I'm not getting it because I'm having a moment. And I want to say that every time we have these crappy moments where it brings us to tears and we are just feeling super, super bad, super sad, right? Those moments, those are the moments we're about to up level to our next best self. Okay. I'm telling you, if you ask every veteran in this group, okay, if I sent out an email and I asked every veteran that's been with me for eons and eons and eons, just before a major shift, you're gonna hit your knees. And then all of a sudden you have your next shift up, you know? So instead of, you know, feeling bad that you're feeling bad, just let yourself have the experience of crying it out because you're obviously needing to clear something. And then look at it and say, when I'm not in alignment with my higher self, other people are showing up to show me. Other people are telling me how crappy they're feeling, how bad they're... So what is happening with me? And then sit down and journal about what you're feeling because journaling is a great way to get it out of the body quickly. Right? But we got to do the work. We can't not be in the work. We can't not be the work. We have to do it. Does that make sense?
Oh, it's good.
Yes. Thank you guys. Thanks for your chats. I'm seeing them. Thank you.
Does that make sense, Sally? Are you feeling any better?
Yes. Majorly.
You understand that, right? You're on the precipice of a shift. But I want you to see how it's going to present to you to show you where you're not in balance. So don't take it, you know, as like you're doing something wrong. Just take it as, oh, look, my higher self is pointing me to where I still need to release, let go, do the work. Do you get it?
Mm-hmm.
It's actually brilliant how we orchestrate all of this. Tamara, I'll get to you in one second.
Oh, no, that's okay.
It's brilliant how we orchestrate this, okay? And how we can use these little scenarios to shift ourselves.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be where you are if it wasn't perfect. There are no mistakes.
I would say the weirdest feeling I've had in a while was Wednesday. Monday was my birthday.
Oh, and happy birthday.
Thank you. And I, for the first time, like that I can remember, it didn't feel like it was my birthday. Like I had a great birthday. Like everybody remembered my birthday that I would hope would remember. Like my husband was so nice to me and I'm on vacation and like, but I didn't resonate with my own birthday. Like it didn't, I was like, that's not, oh, thanks guys. I'm like, that's not my birthday. Like that's not, do you know what I mean? Do you remember when you made that comment about like how you might not be that same person that you were when you were born? Like, you're not, that's how it felt to me. I'm like, that's not really my birthday. Like, that's not really me. Do you know what I mean? I don't know.
Right. Yeah. Because you're going through a shift right now. So try to be easy on yourself and not look at the negative aspect of this, but look at it from the perspective that you're about to shift and now you're having this new awareness that is calling your attention to where your work needs to go deeper. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, Tamara, come on. Come talk to me.
Like, you have somebody else in your family, like, say you're doing the work and you feel good and you're behind a timeline, then something happens to somebody else in your family that makes you very upset. I mean, something happens to them. Like today, my son, they put him in a bad place from that person that was going after him. Mm-hmm. So he fought back because the person wouldn't stop, and now they put him in a really bad place.
Okay.
So that's not something that I have control over. So how can I stop being upset about that?
And you have to remember that, so one is that your focus has been there on, you know, helping him, saving him, protecting him, moving him, right? And yeah. And it's all, again, related to you directly, where you are, right? Think about it from the perspective of being in a place that you can't escape, right? You're looking to move. And yes. COVID restrictions have made that kind of difficult to do, you know, in many ways. So you have to look at it from the perspective too, that each soul chooses its path. You know, we may not ever have chosen, you know, an experience for somebody, right? But again, constantly focusing on that, we're either focusing on seeing it playing out to the highest potential, or we're focusing on seeing it playing out in a way that is creating a negative experience. So fear is so much denser than love. Fear is so much, it's heavier. It's a heavier frequency. It's a denser frequency.
Yes.
It's harder to move beyond. Okay. And so when it's someone else, and you have to look at this relationship, right? You have to look at the dynamic of the relationship. You have to look at what you're clearing right now. And this is part of what I wanted to go into tonight, but we're probably not going to be able to get into this tonight, which is going to have to wait till the next class for this. So next Wednesday, we'll talk about this. But we're going to be going into a whole new timeline in 2021. And right now, we're still clearing abuse of power. We're still clearing that male patriarchal abuse. We're clearing shame, blame, guilt, right? All of that for you falls under that umbrella with what you're working through. And that is, and you know, without getting into a personal session with you with this, it still factors in at that level where when we're so used to playing out a certain dynamic in our life, we're constantly repeating those patterns of behavior. And most of the time, it's because we don't even realize that we become so addicted to those feelings, good, bad, right, or wrong. Doesn't matter what the feelings are. We're just used to having those feelings. And we're used to feeling that way. That it's very hard for us to shift. It's very hard for us to create a change. It's very hard for us to see a higher timeline. I was there. I was living with my ex. I had asked for the divorce in March of 2013, and I did not move until November of 2018. I was stuck. My biggest shift, my biggest work was when I got into this house 2 years ago. And it forced me
to grow in ways that were so uncomfortable, so incredibly uncomfortable. But going back to that time, I was stuck in so much lack, not perceiving a way out of my situation until I started to really just focus on what it would look like if I moved. And I didn't even have the whole picture. I just had a part of a picture. And then I started to see how it felt. This is where the work is. We can't take things from the mind perspective and make a shift from our mind. It doesn't work that way, okay? Law of attraction does not work based on the mind. You can't see it and think it and it happens. Law of attraction is based on feelings. We have to feel it in order to move forward and move on, right? We have to feel it to shift it, to change. We have to feel it. If we're not feeling it, then we're not accessing those new timelines that have potential to us.
I was feeling it all day.
I know you were.
And then something I just got a phone call from the social worker. So.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But you also have to understand something, okay? That there were circumstances that took place and you were not there for any of it. Right. Yep. And he put himself in the position he's in now and you were not present for it. So you're getting his version. There's another version. And then there's the truth of what yes. really happened. Right. So, you know, you cannot hold yourself accountable for what the circumstances are. And again, I'm going to say this, we are clearing massive amounts of manipulation and guilt right now. Okay? And every time this phone call comes in, the first thing you should be doing is saying, I am not letting myself be manipulated anymore. I am not going to feel guilty for anything that happens outside of my control. I was not there. I did not do the act. And this is beyond my control to be able to fix this, right? Because that's why he's showing up. He's showing up to mirror to you where you are still holding manipulation, playing the shame, the blame, the guilt, right? You're his victim now because he's playing the victim. Do you see that's that?
True. Yes.
Yeah. So the minute you say, I'm done with this. I am not going to be manipulated. I am not going to let another man, because this is patriarchal abuse of power. Even men are feeling this. Okay. It's not just women. And it's not a woman to man thing at all. Cause it could be two women. It could be two men. So it's not that at all. Right. It's just the divine masculine has been under this. All right. So this is where you need to shift this by saying, I see what's happening here. I'm being asked to heal where I'm still carrying this imprint in my field. And I'm not playing this game. This is a game. This is a virtual reality game. I'm at the remote controls and I keep losing because I keep trying to play it the same exact way. It can't be played that way. I have to play it a different way. Okay? It's like going back and playing Donkey Kong or Super Mario Brothers, and you do the same route over and over and over again, and you get the same experience, and you keep getting killed at level one, right? Can't right. do that. We can't do that. We have to let go, get the head out of the way, and then open to try and see a new opportunity here. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you.
Every single time you are having this experience where you get a phone call and then, you know, the guilt scenario runs or whatever, you need to say, yeah, and that's not happening anymore. Find that power within you that I know you have, that ferocity, whatever you call it, that fierceness, right? That inner warrior goddess.
Mm-hmm.
And get that coming up front and go like, no more. I'm done with this. I'm not playing this role anymore.
Thank you.
Does that make sense for you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And that is going to be for you with men. In your case, it's with men. And you, and every time you look at it and you're very clear, oh yeah, look at that. I see the manipulation. Oh, look at that. Look at the information that's coming through. Oh yeah. To make me feel bad over something that you did that got you into the shitty situation you're in. And I'm the one that should suffer now. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
This is all showing up to get us to shift. There is no judgment here. Soul contracts at play. Every single one of you that has a soul contract that's playing out right now, that you know the soul contract, that you know you can shift it, you can let it go, you can heal. I'm done with the soul contract. I don't need it anymore. I got my lessons. I know what it's about. Tonight, when you lay down to bed, call in that soul contract and go, okay, we are done. I cancel, delete, and restory you across all time, space, realities, all dimensions, and we are done. And now, if I need to do this, I'm going to rewrite a new soul agreement that's in a higher aligned state of being that is conducive to what I am here to do.
End of story. That's great.
See that?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's your mission, should you accept it.
I do. I definitely accept it. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Let me just peep into the chat here. Oh, Joe had to leave us. Lauren says she's been repeating to herself a lot lately that whatever's happening in my reality is showing up because it's what's meant to be at this time. I just keep saying, yeah, because we're going to play it out until we learn that we don't need to play it out anymore. Okay? We do not need to play it out anymore. And until we understand that, we don't have to suffer. Suffering is a choice. Believe it or not, suffering is a choice. Suffering is part of attachment. When we are attached to doing something the same way over and over and over again, it forms an attachment. Attachment creates pain and suffering. They go hand in hand. Attachment has expectation attached to it. Okay, when we start to see the dynamic and the truth of what is really taking place here, we can let it go and move on from it. We don't have to engage in it anymore. There is no reason to suffer. That was a third dimensional distortion. That was a lie. That was just to keep us repressed so that we wouldn't expand into our higher states, so that we would get a pituitary tumor and block ourselves from it, right? So we wouldn't be able to expand into our greatness, right? Things like that. Okay, very, very, very important. Linda's saying, I suffered through this when my daughter was ill over and over again. She would look to flare and I took care of her. I took it for a while, let it go, and she is stronger now. Don't give up. Yeah, so Tamara, Linda's saying, don't give up. I had to stop being her caretaker and realize her health was her responsibility and not mine. Linda, do you want to come on for just a second and share? Yeah, come on. Yeah, because everybody in our reality, I don't care who they are, okay? Every single person in our reality, I don't care who it is. It is your child, it is a parent, it is a loved one, it is a friend, it's a coworker, it's your boss. I don't care who it is. Every single person is showing up in our lives to show us as a mirror where we're not in alignment with loving ourselves more. Every single person, okay? So when we start to really truly see that, we shift it and we're like, no more, you can't do this to me. I'm done because I'm not doing this to me, right? Big stuff. So Linda, tell me about that, because Tamara's having the same problem with a child.
Yeah, I think I've seen it so universally played out because it's such a strong emotion we all have as mothers. And it's a big belief system that we have to be taking care of these kids. And for me, it was especially hard because I was raised to be perfect and I couldn't fail. So I took being a mother perfectly. And if my daughter wasn't healthy enough,
then I had failed. It was mm-hmm. my responsibility to keep her healthy.
Yeah.
And in the process, I was not following my path line of joy, and she certainly wasn't following hers. I was kind of ruining her path. Mm-hmm. It was unfair to her, what I was doing to her, and it was unfair to me. Right. And so it took a long time because it was such a pattern. And then I also learned some other things. There were some past lives experiences that I had that contributed to this belief system mm-hmm. and why I felt it was my responsibility to keep her healthy. But even so, that I kind of figured that out later. The real work was to really discipline myself mm-hmm. not to go into this every time she got sick. I had to run around and fix her mm-hmm. because I couldn't. There was no way I could. I had to let go. And it was hard. And I still, to this day, every once in a while I find myself, and then I got to bring myself back and say, no, she's fine. She's capable of taking care of herself.
So you should definitely cut that contract, tear that contract up tonight, the soul contract. And you know why? And let me explain this to you, because you touched on a really good thing right there. A really good point. Right. So, you know, this is for like Rob, Liz, because I know you're both dealing with the same thing that Tamara's dealing with and Linda has with the kid thing. So parallel timelines, right? Warehouse past lives. And when we're working through, and this is Allie too, this would be good for you too. As we're working through these feelings, these emotions, parallel timelines for that specific situation or circumstance we're trying to clear, will all of a sudden come into the forefront, those fractaled soul aspects gather around us, and they make it so strong that it's overwhelming and it feels so much harder to clear and heal. But that's where the biggest work is. That is the moment where you're about to have this huge shift, because it's all these fractaled aspects from all these other timelines, all these past timelines, all these parallel realities, okay? For every choice we make, every choice we didn't make is playing on without us in a lesser consciousness, okay? Miriam's aligning with this too, all right? So we have to remember that we're not just clearing this timeline, guys. We're not just working from this present state of being. When we're clearing work like this, and something like Tamara's dealing with is coming up, it's huge. It's all timelines converging, merging into one, right? So that's really powerful. We have to remember that the work is even bigger than we are aware of. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we have to take that into consideration too. All right. Great sharing. Thank you so much for sharing that. I really appreciate it. And I know everybody else does too, that is also feeling into those timelines.
Thank you very much, Linda.
Children.
Pain. It's so painful. I know, I've been there. It'll pass. Just try and get yourself in a happy place.
Yeah. My son has severe mental illness too, though.
Yes. I know. Oh gosh. It's so I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So anybody have anything else that they want to share? Anybody have anything before we move on from this? See, sometimes we need a heavy topic like this has to come up in the group and it's got to be cleared. Jill Ajna, this is you. Come on, Jill. There you go.
Here I am.
Here you are.
I just have a quick question. I have met so many Jills. I have a new Jill here. And I have a friend named Jill too. And yeah, we're taking over the world. So I have this friend, Jill, and it's funny. I'm trying to like put this in something quick. I have a couple of friends that they love being around me because it's my energy. They like my energy and it helps helps them feel good and whatever, you know, just being around. And Jill is one of those people. And she told me that the last time I talked to her that it was because she thought it was my house that was so positive. And she thought, I need to rent a house in the same area as Jill because it feels really good there. And then she said, when I wasn't there, that she realized it wasn't my house, that it was me.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it's hard because Jill, it like the rest of us, we all go up and down all the time, third to fifth dimension, mm-hmm. Is struggling quite a bit. She's got a lot going on in her life. And I feel like when she's around me, she's able to come up, you know, to a higher frequency, but then she just like falls down so much. Mm-hmm. Like it's so easy for her to go from that place to that despair place, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
well, she uses you as a crutch.
Yeah, I feel like that is the case. So today she reached out to me. She's going through a divorce right now.
Mm-hmm.
And she reached out to me and she said that he kept begging her to not get divorced because he was doing all these things for her to change, and that it was exhausting for her. And I knew right away the reason it was exhausting for her is because she's giving too much of her energy to it. She's allowing him to take her energy. And so I said to her, I said, is there a part of you that feels like you're doing the wrong thing by divorcing him? And she said, no. And I said, well, then you need to release the part of you that feels bad for doing great things for yourself. Mm-hmm. And stop worrying about him and his problems. And then she didn't text me back, which is fine. I'm okay with that. It's just, I feel like, is some part of me manifesting this where she's reaching out to me, or what is?
She's got a very strong ego.
Oh, yeah. I know
that. Yeah, she's got a very strong ego. So that's what's coming through for me. And, you know, the other part of this with her is I feel like in a sense there's like this competition with her, with you, okay? So you have to be really careful about that and look at what's taking place within her dynamic and then see where she is reflecting back to you where you are not settled within yourself, okay? So maybe this is about, you know, you knowing your presence and not needing that affirmed by anybody else.
I can see that for sure.
Yeah, and not needing that affirmed by anybody else. And you know, this way you're standing in your own power and you're not attracting in people that are going to be taking that power away from you, okay? So
yeah, because part of me just feels like I want to just say, okay, this was great, but I'm moving on.
Yeah, yeah, and Miriam just said the same thing, taking energy. So, you know, for me, this is where, you know, it's about you and standing in your power so that this person doesn't show up wanting to disempower you or, you know, to, and it's really about them. Don't allow somebody to play a victim role around you, because then what happens is it pulls you into victimhood and then you'll go, well, what am I doing wrong? Right? What am I doing wrong? And then that suddenly brings us into victimhood. We have to be really careful with this, these types of situations, you know? Because that's that most of it is about where we're leaking our power to other people. Okay. We don't want to do that. Okay. Yeah. It's very, very important. Yeah. To anybody that's having this, you know, it look and see when somebody shows up and they're not in alignment, right? It's just showing us where we need to tweak ourselves and our state of being, where we need to tweak ourselves just a little bit more. And you know, the first clue here was when she said, oh, maybe it's your house. Well, I hate to say this, but my house is my energy. My house is me because it's a construct of, you know, my creation, right? So I created my energy, my house through my energy. So if she thinks it's your house, then yeah, no, it's not the house, it's you. But that, you know, that would take somebody being you know, forthright, not having an ego and just stepping forward and being like, you know, Jill, you're just a magnificent human being, and teach me what you know so that I could step into my magnificence. Do you see that?
Yeah. And I have her, I actually asked her if she would help me with the video for my website. Mm-hmm. And that's not gelling very well. It's not going very well. And I feel like she's got too much of the third dimensional type things in it. And it's not reflecting what I want to reflect. So I don't know how to say, you know what, I know we had this agreement, but I'm just not feeling it.
Well, you could say to her, you know what, I think I need to just put this on hold for now and step back and hit the pause button, because there's something that's not right in this alignment, and I'm not certain of what it is, so I'm going to, you know, take a break and look at this and figure it out. And then, you know, sit in it and really assess the situation and see what it was that was not aligned with you, and then come back and say, hey, listen, I really appreciate your help, but I think I'm going to take this in another direction. There was something I was missing in the process that I need to, you know, rework or whatever. Be honest. You don't have to hurt her feelings, but just, you know, be in that honesty.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. All right. So we're getting late. We're at 9:16. So what I really want to do is, I love the honesty too, Donna. I think that's why these calls are really important, because everybody can't be, you know, in la la love all the time. We it just doesn't work that way. Even me, I'll have my bad days, you know? And so we have to, it's very important, Miriam. I agree with you 1,000%. It's very important. I have, you know, like, I have like, you know, 90% good days and maybe 10% bad. I don't have it much anymore because, you know, I'm in a state of divine neutrality, so I don't really get triggered by much of anything. And if I do get triggered, you know, my higher self won't let me create a distortion. You hit a place after a period of time where you cannot create distortion. Just doesn't happen, right? So I just don't have that sense. So don't measure yourself by me, because yeah, I've been doing this work for so long, and I this last 2 years have been huge leaps forward in the quantum field and getting into this house. All I did was just invest myself. I didn't do anything. I haven't done anything in 2 years, haven't gone away, haven't done anything, just been vested in the work. That's been it for me, right? Now, I'm not saying that that's going to be your process or how you're going to do it, but I kind of, you know, chose to sacrifice moving forward in my life until this came online in a bigger way that I could really support in a bigger way. Okay. So, you know, and this is where the work is needed, you know? So, Yeah, well, it was a powerful class, but you guys made it very powerful by sharing. All right, let's get into the energy real quick, because we're going to be building on this energy, and we have a full moon coming up. So let me just explain this real fast, right? So if everybody could just stay off the chat for now, so that you're not distracted and you could take this in, because what I want to do here is I want to just channel this with a transmission coming through. All right. So I want to bring a transmission coming through on this. So just if you're having trouble receiving, just focus in your heart center, start breathing in and out through your heart center and just receive. Okay. So I've been noticing for the last 8 months, maybe a year, 8 months. 8 months, that Gaia has been having these moments where she just stops. Just dead stop, right? And so what's happening is as she's having these moments of stops, there's a shift that's being created in her field, which is attached to our field, because our heart center is magnetic and it is connected through the magnetics to Gaia, since these bodysuits are on loan from Gaia, okay? So there are times I'll wake up in the morning and it is this eerie feeling. It's not a sound, it's not traffic, it's not anything else, but it's a feeling that something has stopped. And you can't really put your finger on it, but it feels like, you know, you hit the brakes and like everything stopped. Everything is in stillness. And so it feels like in those moments, we really need to tune in and pay attention to what we're experiencing. Now, if you haven't felt that, if you haven't felt these moments of stops, I want you to start really paying attention to how you're feeling when you're waking up in the morning. Try not to let your thoughts engage first and let yourself just feel into your waking state of being. It's my understanding that as we come into December towards the solstice, that on a collective level, we would be feeling this stopped feeling. Okay. Now, many are going to be feeling the solar flashing activity, not just in the sun, seeing the sun undulating when they're looking at it in the sunrise or the sunset where the sun looks like it's doing a belly dance, but also in the third eye. So when you are eyes closed in a meditation and you are seeing these really, mild flashes of light in your third eye with your eyes closed. That is part of the solar flashing process as we're coming into the fullness of ascension, which is virtually gonna complete in December on the 21st on the solstice. So from December 21st, 2012 to December 21st of this year, we are in a completion phase. Then we have 4 years of what I call cleanup, because that's what I am being told. And then we will be heading into a new phase of restructuring for 7 years. So this is very important because through this passage, getting into December, this energy is going to amplify, and I'm sure some of you are already feeling it now. And the codes that are coming in now, so we've had the freedom codes, we've had the infinity codes, we've had the Christ codes for Christ consciousness, the avatar consciousness codes, and now we have the revelation codes coming in. So we're going to be going through this process. And I woke up today understanding that this first eclipse season on the 30th with the full moon is going to be like a launch or a kickoff for this next phase of energy that's going to be coming through. And we're going to feel this continue to come in through the heart center as the magnetics of the heart are being affected. And we're starting to shift through the quantum field. That's why the field of infinite possibility is so important right now, because we're in a process where we will be transcending all of our believed limitations. Okay, so any limitations that we've held is going to start to release from our field. I feel it myself every day. I'm noticing big shifts within myself that changes. And I'm trying to bring awareness to all these new things with, you know, sharing on the videos and the writings and all of that stuff. And then of course the polarity is going to start to change. You might be feeling it already where you're feeling more floaty than anything, noticing, gravity. You might feel like your balance is off, a little tipsy, and you haven't had any alcohol, but you feel a little tipsy. That's the magnetics. That's the shifting of polarity. And for many of you, you're going to notice that access to everything, your higher self, to awareness, to knowledge, to messages, to your connection with your guides, all of that is going to become amplified. And you're going to be feeling that your connection to yourself is going to feel very, very vast, very vast, very powerful, very expansive. These moments feel like this great expansion, right? When I was in the field of infinite possibilities with my future self, I felt this expansiveness, like I didn't have a body myself, and it was just this expanded awareness of all of these frequency bands that were accessible to us, okay? So we don't have to try to do anything. We're not trying to wake somebody up. We're not doing that. We're not trying to get other people to do anything. The DNA in every single person on the planet is going to come into its unity consciousness at some point. Everybody's going at their own speed, right? And if you're hearing about the event, for me, the way I receive my information, there is no real event per se, because the event is happening right here, right now. And we're all experiencing that event in our own timeline, in our own way. So when someone says the event on the 21st, try not to go into any kind of fear or any anxiety or anything like that, because that event that they're talking about is what they're feeling already happening within their physical presence, okay, within their body. All right. My guides are not showing me that there's going to be any kind of a specific happening occurrence. What I am expecting to see is, you know, more rainbow light in the skies. That I definitely am expecting to see, because that is, I dream about rainbow skies. I sometimes wake up from an awareness that I'm on an earth that has rainbow colored skies. So you're going to start to find yourself shifting. That's why it's important to stay in the work. Do not let go of the work. Very, very important, because your mastery levels are going to start to amplify. So where you're understanding yourself as a creator being, and I know some of you are already seeing this, and Jill, Ajna, I saw a shift in you immediately when we talked about your creation from the jewelry standpoint. And then all of a sudden, the next thing I know, you're off and running with these new offerings and new creations that were just flowing. This is how it's going to be. It's just going to be like a faucet turns on and it's just going to flow through you. Manifestation is speeding up. This is why we're talking about the field of infinite possibilities, because manifestation is speeding up. The old you is going to start to disappear. It's going to feel like it's not even part of you anymore. The more we focus ourselves in the work, staying present, seeing everything that's playing out in front of us, even if we don't like what we're seeing, use it to shift, right? It looks like this. You remember Finding Nemo, Dory, right? She had what? Attention deficit disorder. She couldn't focus on anything. And Nemo would be like, okay, we're going over there. And she would go, oh, look, a starfish, right? And then he'd call her back, get her in line again. And she'd go, oh, look, the shark. And that's where we are, right? That's the ego wants to go this way. We have to redirect, go back this way. And then it goes this way. And then we have to redirect and go back this way. We're not playing that way anymore. We have to stay focused and we have to just stay tuned in. Okay. That's going to be really, really important going forward, because these energies are amplifying them. You can feel it. What the heck was that? You could feel it at night when you're laying down, trying to go to bed, trying to sleep. It's bombarding our field. It makes you feel anxious. It does all kinds of crazy. So really need to stay in awareness of everything that is presenting. All right. Really super important for us to be able to do that. All right. That's part of it. I can't give you all of it because it's already 9:30. We're on 2 hours. I think I'm going to end it here. Any final questions pertaining to the energies or the work? No?
Good night, everybody.
Everybody's good. All right. All right, guys. We will see you next Wednesday. Love you all. Have a great weekend and a great weekend.
Thank you, Maria. It was a wonderful class.